So I believe we have quorum. As soon as all board members in the room will please sit down. All right, I know quorum. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Actually, I'm just going to call the roll. Teresa, can you call the roll?
What time do you need it? I can't do it in the building at the moment. I'd have to go out.
Rick Robbins.
Need it right away.
Present.
Ambrose Lane.
But I can get it for you.
Rob Robinson.
I can get it.
Present.
Serena Shakir. Rosalinda Palacios. Sandy Weinman.
Here.
Ken Freeland.
Here.
Jeff Chaffo.
Here.
Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
And Rick Guma.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to convene the session. The time now is 9:17. We're going to start at 9. I apologize for the delays. The committee reports and motions is the first item. I've passed around an agenda that incorporates what we did yesterday into it and specifies the committee reports. The first thing is to approve the amount of time allocated to each. We have 105 minutes total. I've listed affiliates, corporate council, finance, governance, elections, COI, and there what we're talking about is Ray's request to deal with the National Committee of Inclusion and the Audit Committee. And Ken has asked that the coordinating committee report on the motion that was referred to them and they can postpone it to just make that in the record. So we can add 5 minutes for the coordinating committee. That would be helpful. The reason for the order of putting the affiliates and corporate council first is those are the committees that actually got their reports in the meantime. There are a couple of other committee issues that we have to deal with. The precinct regular news negotiated the cash flows, the question of affiliate directors and which committees they'd like to sit on, and the populating of the commission of the investigations and the that request. The first two items are in item 2 on your agenda, and then we'll follow after we deal with the CPB requirements and board composition.
Are you sure you didn't trip on it, Miller? It was fine all morning.
I'll just note that the reason the governance was given more time than the others is because we're also considering that the motion that was related to governance and the
Sure, I actually agree with that. I guess that
it doesn't stick anymore after you use it.
When you were asking for additional time, you're asking to extend the one. There's a motion to extend all of the committee report section to 5 minutes. I know we're already 15 behind.
You can't tell us what his name was.
The motion of the governance committee.
Hey, is there a second to the motion that's on the Okay, do we need to debate it or can we go to the vote?
Dave just said last night, we made it clear that that is the main thing the governance committee is bringing forward already. So that was factored into the 20 minutes. I think we have a tight agenda, and we should be able to resolve that issue in 20 minutes. We should be able to do this.
Anybody like to speak in favor? I'm going to go to a vote. Let's go to a vote. All those in favor of extending 10 minutes and the sectional committee reports to be given to the governance committee, please raise your hand. Extending time. Are you counting this, Lisa? All those opposed? Can I ask for a timekeeper, both for 2 minutes per person and to let me know 5 minutes before the end of each, so we can start dispensing that
timekeeper?
Okay, so I'll just quickly report. The coordinating committee has given its report on all the items to take action on at the last teleconference meeting we had. Ken pointed out that he had put forth a motion on the meeting calendar for the next several years to make the site of the meetings more consistent with the weather at those times of years. That got postponed, and we haven't met. The coordinating committee did not meet since our last PNB teleconference, so we haven't had a chance to address it yet. Anything else on that? Ken?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to recall that when I introduced two different motions, there was more than one. There was a second motion that would have required the PNB to arrange its calendar for the next 4 month cycle as well.
Need to take down a little bit.
Specific meeting times. It was encouraged by you not to send it to the governance committee, which was my original intention, but to coordinate the committee because it would be acted on faster according to you. And it seems to me now that that was a major mistake, that in fact I would have gotten much quicker results had it gone to the governance committee. I wonder if I would still be here when the coordinating committee chooses to address what was intended to be a this year calendar of the second year.
Would you like to refer to the evidence committee at this time?
I think it's been delayed long enough, Mr. Chair. What do you think would be the timetable within which the coordinating committee might be able to address it now?
It's up to the committee. It's on the agenda.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I think it should really probably go to the governance committee because I think the coordinating committee is
responsible. Do you want to make a motion to that effect? And the motion will move the agenda. Next thing is the affiliates committee. There's a report in your board packet from them. It's in the section on committees. And although it's not listed, it is actually the last report in that. Here we go. It follows immediately the corporate council selection committee report. Teresa? And we have 10 minutes on this item. Deb, are you trying? Okay, go ahead, please.
Which would be?
The affiliates committee?
I just wanted the group to know that the affiliates, I think, is off to a very productive start. And we have 7 work groups. Everyone who was on the call, there were a few people that were not. How many? It was a very well-attended meeting, and 18 people, and I think it's going to be very productive. And probably there are people who have technical information or who have contacts who could assist the subcommittee. So if you would like to participate in that, I encourage you to do that. That's awesome.
I see there's something on here about the contracts review policy for affiliate contracts. Is there any action on that? Anyone wants to jump there? And the point being that, yes,
right? I would like to make a motion that the affiliate contracts are reviewed by the affiliate committee.
Is that second. As opposed to the coordinating, so that rather than them coming to coordinating, they would come to affiliates?
Yes.
Okay. So the affiliate, and the process would be the sale otherwise. Okay. So it's been seconded. Is there any debate on this? Seeing none, maybe go straight to a vote. All those in favor of amending the contracts policy so that the contracts on affiliates go to the affiliates committee and then school board who's recommended. All those opposed? There's nothing further, then we can move the agenda. Next thing is the Corporate Council Selection Committee. Who's going to present that report? It's the first report of the committee session. Who's going to present that report?
I can do that.
Is there any board member chair that?
I was the convener of it. It's an ad hoc committee.
Go for it.
Yeah. This committee is an ad hoc committee that was formed out of the last BNB meeting. It's had three meetings since that time, telephone meetings. We developed a set of criteria for reviewing potential corporate counsel. And most of you know, although we have a variety of attorneys who work on specific matters, specific cases, and we also have an FCC attorney who addresses those issues, we do not have a retained corporate counsel, and this has created some problems when we have fast-moving activities of labor and employment matters, as well as other general corporation issues. After developing the criteria, we interviewed three firms in our second and third meeting. At that point, we took a straw poll, but it was not definitive, and not all committee members were present during that call. And what we decided to do at that point was to check references and also to follow up with a specific question that Lydia Brazan had developed. Those reference checks have been ongoing since last week. We were hoping this weekend to have a kind of a session of that committee. We haven't yet been able to pull that together due to time. And I can't guarantee you that it will happen. It was my original hope that we would be able to bring a recommendation to this board this weekend, because I'm very eager to get that issue resolved, as are the committee. But I can't guarantee you that that will happen this weekend. At this point, we are, in my opinion, within a matter of weeks of selecting a corporate counsel. So if it does not happen this weekend, I would imagine that it would be forwarded to the BNB for its next telephonic meeting. I think that's really probably all I should say at this point.
There is something in your report concerning the relationship between board members with legal inquiries and the council. Did you want to comment?
Yeah, well, we could. That was actually one of the first matters that we dealt with, and that addresses the fact that a lot of people individually are going in for legal opinions. And so if I could just show you that, which is on the first page of the report, basically it says that when a member of the PMB has a question for counsel, it should be sent to the entire board via the chair before requesting the opinion. And when a member of the staff is making an inquiry, there should be background information on how the question was posed rather than simply a question. We've had a problem where sometimes questions have been skewed because of the lack of background information. And that also would apply to board inquiries. And so what we're asking for is an assignment when an inquiry is to be made to corporate counsel from the board, that the board assign an individual, so that we don't have a situation in which various individuals from the board are making a variety of approaches, basically running up costs, leading to potential conflicting outcomes and conflicting opinions coming back. So we're talking about context, and we're talking about the board making a determination as to who would be a board contact point on an individual question that was being asked. I think some of you know why this is being proposed.
Any questions for the committee?
Mr. Greg, what was the mandate of the committee?
Actually, the mandate of the committee was not to come up with this policy, if that's what you're asking. It was simply to develop criteria and to interview corporate counsel to bring a recommendation back to the PNB, and that the PNB itself would make the final determination.
Thank you.
If there's nothing further, we can move the agenda.
whole criterion for choosing a firm being the firm's internal diversity as far as their own inclusion of women and people of color on their staff?
Yes, it was one of the criteria.
Okay, I didn't see it. Maybe, did I ever look at it in the report?
Let me see. I believe it's in there. Let's see. I know that the question has been asked. You know, actually, when I look at it here, I don't actually see it on the list, but I know that we've asked about it, and I guess we dealt with it in the area of, you know, size of firm, but it was asked of each firm, and frankly, it did bear on the ultimate vote, actually.
Can I ask that this report be amended to, not here today, but be amended to formally include that so that the board is, you know, apprised that that is one of the criteria that the committee recommends?
Not a problem. Mary, maybe
you're something. Yeah, it isn't on the actual, that sheet, but from that sheet, there was also sort of a grid or a checklist that we used, and it was on there. So it just simply, it'd be easy enough to put it here. It definitely was a part of everything we did, and part of the questions that we asked. Like I say, it is on the form, the check form that we used to do the rankings.
Might it be most useful just to include that form as an appendix?
Sure.
Yeah, well, you're going to get another report on this. What you're going to get is basically a summary of ratings that individual committee members made of the various firms based on that checklist. We have not yet received them back, and so you would receive that along with a kind of a summary of the six committee members and how they rated and how that relates to the recommendation. That's the work that's not yet been done.
Okay. If there's nothing further, then the next item is the Finance Committee report. We have 15 minutes for it. Go ahead, Lamar.
Thank you, Dave. This is Lamar Williams. This is a report from the National Finance Committee that the committee members are. Lamar Williams, myself, I'm chair. I was elected chair from KDFSP. Casey McCall is the secretary. She's from KDFSP. She's the LSP treasurer. Dave Adelson, KDFSP. Kay, the director. For Ruby Bediaco, WBI, he's the LSP treasurer. Brian Edmonds-Tinker, KFA, LSP treasurer. Jane Gatewood, WTFW, she's the LSP treasurer. Patty Heflin, WBAI, PNB director. Lonnie Hicks, foundation, he's our CFO. Ambrose Lane, WPFW, PNB director. Sandra Rawline, KFT. LSP Treasurer, and Sandy Weinman, KPFT, PNB Director. The National Finance Committee conducts regularly scheduled meetings. The meetings are held on February the 6th, the 9th, and March the 20th, March the 9th. And the meeting minutes are available at our group, which is National Finance Committee at yahoo.com. In addition, the National Finance Committee requests that all NFC meeting minutes are posted to pacifica.org. The NFC plans to explore the following opportunities over the course of their term of office. These include continue our working group that is exploring improving the general ledger or updating the general ledger software, implementation of an investment oversight committee, organization of a national capital campaign that will be conducted with the assistance and of other committees within the foundation of the PNB. Development of policy guidelines for the issuance of staff credit cards for business-related expenses. Development of a timeline outlining major projects with major financial impact over the course of the year, for example, fund drives, mail drops. Development of a policy for signature authorization and approval levels for major spending. Review and development of financial ratios and targets for improvement. Review the financial close process and develop targets to reduce the number of days to close. And We're given just a brief outline on the status of the motions that were submitted at the January PNB meeting. We're looking at the motion to include or to develop expense reimbursement procedures. The CFO is working on the implementation plan, and he will bring that to the NFC for review. What we're trying to do there is implement a policy for the reimbursement of expenses for the general managers. And the other motion was a dotted line reporting relationship from station manager to CFO. The CFO has initiated a proactive role, and there's been conference calls with the business managers. There was a motion for a national Spanish language development of national Spanish language programming, and I believe that the CFO is working with the KFK general manager on developing the budget and the development of the budget and also basically the programming process. There was a motion to convene the national finance staff, including treasurers, business managers, and national staff as appropriate, and we have a motion for that that follows. And there's a budget calendar, the budget development process, where there have been a meeting with business managers and request for budget priorities with general managers, and that's also part of a motion that we'll read. I'll read later for the budget timeline. And the following motions were approved by the National Finance Committee for consideration by the PNB. The first motion, at or before the June PNB meeting, that the CFO and NFC chair will convene a conference call with the NFC business manager and appropriate national staff to identify budget and financial issues before going to the PNB. This was a motion that was submitted by the CFO. And we had an original motion to do exactly that, but to actually to bring people in at a PNB meeting to conduct these a process to look at timelines and budget and financial issues. And then we have another motion that the NFC recommends that the PNB authorize the Chief Financial Officer to procure corporate credit cards for the national office and each station, that the CFO provide the PNB with details concerning all controls and credit limits placed on the use of those cards. The motion submitted by Abelson. And then we also have a proposed budget timeline. And there are dates that this was developed working with in a working group with treasurers and also with within the finance committee. And just to note that one of the people who was really active and did a lot of work on this was the treasurer from PFW, Jane Gatewood. And just I'll just read the first one. On March 1st, the CFO was to call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues, and he's done that. He has sent information or requests to the general managers. And then the other was to identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance. And he's also requested that from the general managers. And at this time, then, what I'd like to do is to read the motions that we would like the PNB to consider. The first, again, is that at or before the June PNB meeting that the CFO and the NFC chair will convene a conference call with the NFC business managers and appropriate national staff to identify budget and financial issues for the far into the PNB. Financial impact at this time, I believe, is not significant. So.
Is there any debate on the motion?
I'd like to amend the motion.
I'll recommend, sorry, I'll get Ambrose?
I move that the adoption of motion one, motion two, and the budget timeline.
The budget timeline has an error. It says proposed. We actually did approve it the last time. She was giving an update on the progress. Okay. So on the last time.
Motion one is two.
Great.
Disappointing information, Mr. Chair. I just wonder, we get a lot of these motions that come here before us. And I just wonder, isn't this a regular practice that you can institute without passing the motion for the national board? I mean, this kind of thing, like you hold a meeting with the CFO and NFC chair and the business managers, can't you do it on your own? I mean, do you need a motion for that from the Pacific National Board to do that?
I didn't ask for, I said for consideration, so it's just, it's a motion that the NFC did pass. Would you like to
add? Yeah, that came out of a motion about holding an in-person meeting. Why I can afford it. In other words, we decided to do that instead of his original proposal that would have required board approval, so that's why it's there.
Okay, I just...
And as for motion two, certainly that requires board approval.
Okay. So, that's fine.
Thank you.
Mr. Amherst has asked that both motions be moved together. Is there any debate? Seeing none, can we go to a vote? All those in favor of approving the Finance Committee? Any objection to the Finance Committee motions? Seeing none, they're approved without objection.
Thank you very much.
I've just been told that the Governance Committee motion is actually, there was a snafu, and if everybody knows what that means, snafu. Anyhow, so the situation is normal. And they're getting that. So is there any objection to reversing the order and doing elections before governance?
Mr. Chair.
Yes?
I'm sorry, this is just, I don't know if there is such a thing as a point of information, but we just passed motion two,
yes,
which allows, we authorize the chief financial officer to procure corporate credit cards for the national office for each station, and that the CFO provide the PNB with details concerning all controls and credit limits placed on the use of those cards. So I presume when they are acquired, then if we're between meetings of the PNB, they will, you will send that information to the chair. And my question is, do we need to approve that, or are we just going to accept the limits on those credit cards that are requested by the CFO?
I would think that the NESIP policy would have to be approved by this board.
Okay, so as soon as those credit cards are acquired and so on, then that information would go from the CFO to the chair, and the chair would inform us of those credit card limits and so on, and then we would at some point act on that.
Yeah, just as background, Lonnie pointed out to us that before he could actually make the application for the card, he had to be able to demonstrate a board resolution authorizing
it. Right, and I support it. I definitely support
so
that.
I think the process you're outlining is the process that we will use.
Thank you.
So is there any objection to taking elections ahead of governance, since governance appears not to be ready right at this moment? Mary,
is it
right? Yeah.
Is it appropriate to ask a question about the report rather than just one of the items that was covered?
Go ahead.
Specifically about the national Spanish language budget. We stumbled once before over slightly different proposals where we considered different funding sources. And can you tell us quickly what's the status of discussion with the general manager of KBFK?
Kay, I believe she's going to address it at some point when she speaks, but my understanding is that she's developing a budget. It still needs to be given to the national office to review before it goes forward, and she's the operations group is in the process of negotiating that issue. Is that correct?
Yeah. Right now, we're wanting to have a look at that budget.
We have a proposal. We just don't have a budget to go with it then, but we're in agreement on principle.
And just to remind people, the motion is that KPFK and the national office will contribute $12,000. K will contribute $15,000, and other stations, was it 10? It's 10. And other stations will contribute up to 10, depending on the negotiation. Correct. Okay, any further questions for finance before we move?
I thought that K was given $15,000.
It actually may. That was from my...
It's the $15,000 that is not going to National Convention on Bylaws.
Okay, that's correct. That's right. Anyhow, so is there any further for finance? Okay. May we take elections ahead of governance, since Mary's not back with that motion? Okay, is the Elections Committee prepared to give its report?
We've had the chair of the Elections Committee. She's going from New York, so she's here on the chest lady.
Is there any objection to Carolyn Berger, who's an LSB representative and chair of the committee report? Go ahead, Carolyn. No, Nando's not there, so I'll cut it out. Thank you. Why don't you take it? I wanted the mic over here. Are you got it, Nate? Okay, hold on just a moment. I'll pop her up. We're going to go to the agency surveilling, pot her up, just to adjust the attention.
Thank you very much. I gave packets out with our report, and I again apologize for their being late. However, some of you received packets without a cover note, a cover letter, which should have been put to the top. And some, one or two people may not have received packets because I have two they left over. Is there anyone who did not receive a packet? Ultimately is up to the executive director and the human resources director, but in the meanwhile, we did have some ideas about the records, the sort of records that could be kept, partly in order to make sure that every general manager knows who is working at and for the station, and partly so that we can update and keep current an elections list of staff members. That was a huge issue in the last elections, and our interest in this really is in keeping, making sure that the staff elections list is clean and doesn't cause any problems before or during the election. So we're advising, among other things, certain data be collected, that there be a monthly roster given, and that the rosters be submitted to the general manager, and the general manager submit those to the Human Resources Department as well. The second motion, which begins on page 5, you've already passed, and that was the director election. We recommended simply that the WPFW election be, I'm sorry, not that you've already passed, that you've already addressed. We were, one of the groups asked to submit some information about that and our opinion, and we did, and the committee recommended that the PNB require WPFW delegates to conduct a new election, and that was passed on February 19th. We had other internal motions that you have already addressed, and we also included a description of the National Election Supervisor, and that, I understand, has been posted. So we're very happy about that. And we had some internal issues, which I hope that the committee will address at some point itself. One of them is membership. Some of these will potentially end up as bylaws issues. But one of them is a question of gift memberships and donors to the National Board, whether or not any of them could be made members of individual stations.
You mean to the National Office?
I'm sorry, the National Office Center. And whether, yes, you're not quite accepting donations yet, I know. And whether or not any of them could be made members of the individual station. And then there's the question of member discipline, which we've addressed and is on our agenda for the next term. And we concluded with a request again for help in working on this. This committee has a great deal of work to do, including guidelines and handbook and other issues which were laid on us 2 years ago, effectively, and we now need to ask for your support. Thank you very much. And
so,
any questions we'll be happy to take.
We don't have time for questions. We have time to deal with the motions if we need to dispense with them. So, whether can you remind us, are we going to take these serially or together?
Yeah. Well, you may. I would like you to take them serially, but.
Hang on, everyone's going to be recognized. Can you put that on the mic? Give the streaming.
Yeah, I move adoption of one thing that's on the addendum page. Recommends engage the services of the ESC to administer the election. What's the consideration?
Wait, what? Hold on a second. So Ambrose is asking that we deal with this item first. Yes.
Was he moving and we deal with that first, or was he moving the item?
He doesn't move the item.
That's what I was going to make the point.
Okay. So he'd like us to deal with this item.
Secondly,
which item is it?
Go ahead.
One on the addendum page. And I move the adoption of the collection of data about staff workers on page 3.
Okay, so are you asking that we consider those two items together and include
yes.
those as a block?
Yes.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to us considering
yes.
those two motions combined?
Object.
Okay. I think that given the existence of an objection, it's probably best for us not to bother to vote on, just take them serially. Is that all right? Okay. Thank you. To not objecting to that.
Point of order?
Yes, Bob.
The body voted to allow members of the public to be participating in debate on substantive motions at the chair's discretion, and since I know there was at least one minority report from this committee and disagreement about various points, that I think it would be appropriate to call for any public comment with a different viewpoint at this time.
Okay, let's first establish which of these motions we're considering first. Amber?
The addendum.
The addendum first. That's the PMB Elections Committee recommends that the PMB engage the services of Election Services Corporation to administer our upcoming elections with the proviso that there are items which need to be vigorously negotiated, including but not limited to consideration of the upfront payment, the viability of the vendor's proposed opt-out date, and the extent to which Pacifica should pay for enhancement of the vendor's proprietary software versus the extent to which the cost of development should be absorbed by the vendor. Just before we deal with this, I have a question. Is this actually something the board needs to approve, or is it a question that the executives are authorized to? Does the board have to approve the, this?
We have to approve this. Indeed, sir.
We do?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to remind, the contract policy said if it's for an amount over a certain amount, then it's reviewed. Then it was reviewed, and if there's a problem with it, we can ask for PMB approval.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Well, yes, I think the operative word here is recommend.
Yes.
There are two firms that have been considered by the chairman. And first of all, I want to commend the chairman, Carolyn. I want to commend the chairman of our committee, an extraordinary chairman in my view, who's been hardworking, very efficient. Now, we're recommending one of the firms, but the board should be aware that this is not a binding vote that would hold management to that recommendation, because they'll be looking at the pros and cons. So
they might come back to us with an alternative.
That's right.
We are at time. We're at time, so what I'd like to do, if we need further debate on this, I'd like to extend a couple minutes. We do have some time to deal with this motion, and then put the other motions to the end of this block and proceed with the agenda. And time permitting, we would come back to the Elections Committee stuff in this block. And failing that, this item would get moved to unfinished business. The reason for the unfinished business on Sunday was to process things we didn't finish during the course of the agenda during the meeting to allow us to keep moving. Sandy.
We could extend 5 minutes.
Is there any objection? It's been seconded. Is there any objection to extending 5 minutes for debate on this motion? No objection? Okay, now I saw Ken first, and I've got Teresa and Bob.
I had a point of information regarding the disparity in cost between the two estimates from the two different companies that were offering to do this work. So I was wondering if we were going to get to that in the course of the debate, or whether that's something I should turn around to
Carolyn, do you have an answer?
Well, I don't think when you look at exactly what is being offered and the difference in the way the two proposals are structured, there is not that significant difference, I think. And I'd be glad to talk to you about that individually. That was our initial, we looked at it, we don't see that much difference.
What was the cost difference?
This is not the it's hard to say that the different services are being offered. That's a very long discussion, but maybe you should all engage in it at some point. Maybe next time I'll be glad to engage in it if you wish. Bottom line is there's not that much difference.
We have Teresa, Bob, Lonnie would like to speak, and a member of the public, and Ray. We only have 5 minutes, so please keep your comments under a minute if you can.
I just have a little administrative thing. It says on your report that I'm on your committee, and it's Deb Shapton.
Bob?
I'll pass go at the public seat.
Lonnie?
Yeah, I just had not a chance to review this, so I was hoping we will come back afterwards. So I know that was seven. Do we have a
I'll just say that this is a recommendation about the firm, but they're not entering into the contract because it talks about the negotiation of the terms, which I would think would come to the Finance Committee before it's executed. Serene?
Thanks. Sorry, I don't have the actual minority report, the text of it. I'll forward it to you guys later. There's some computer problem, apparently, at the Wi-Fi. But there are 3 points to which at least 4 members of the election committee have signed on. One is that we object to any consideration of a multi-year contract with a firm with which we've done no business and have no record. The second is that we object. There's one member, Terry Goodman from New York, who says he doesn't know enough about the geographic or the demographics of our listenership to make a determination on this, but a number of us are concerned about the fact that they intend to vote to do the balance, open the balance in Long Island, where I would argue, without the numbers at hand, but with years of experience actually taking homes, the bulk of our listenership does not live. So we're concerned about the fact that they're proposing opening the balance for BAI outside of the 5 hours from New York, which is a central location, even for people who don't live within New York City. The third point, we ask for a review of any contract by the Contracts Working Group of the Governance Committee and by the CFO, and that both the body and the individual make recommendations to the ED before we move forward. That's with regard to the minority report. There are a number of irregularities in terms of the work of the committee that calls, I would think, the report into question. While I believe many individuals...
The debate now is just on this motion. Things would come forward when we deal with the other...
Okay, my thing is that the report comes out of a committee that itself is not functioning well, such as executive sessions, which are not recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
But that's not your name right now. We've got 5 minutes to deal with the debate on this.
In regard to what Ken asked about how to compare the two, not only are the two roles not structured the same, but the reason why you cannot give a firm dollar amount is that they're a significant variable depending on how many candidates, which in turn means how many ballots and so forth, and this affects the cost. This is a large part of the cost, so you can't have a bottom line because there's a range. And the way that this makes it even harder to compare the two because of the way they structure the different services, some of which have to be variables, would really make it not really meaningful to have a chart. We worked on it a long time, and to just come up with which is cheaper is not a thing we can answer. Because we don't know how many candidates there are going to be. It makes a difference. Just that one variable alone, there are others.
That's right.
Yes, I was just questioning the wisdom of approving hiring, is it on here? Engaging the company without having answers to some questions that are listed right below, such as the cost of the contract. Looking at it right here, I have no way of being able to judge the advantage of picking up this firm. I know that Carolyn said that cost was an item. It's not clear to me what is the advantage of this. And it seems to be that it will remain, there are many questions, important questions remaining before we decide whether we should hire them or not.
To remind, this is a recommendation about the firm, but the contract would have to go through the contracts policy process, since I imagine it will be for an amount more than $30,000 in annual aggregate. So this does not authorize them to enter into that contract. It's a recommendation as to a vendor. Bob, and then I saw Teresa, and I saw Sandy, but I believe we're out of time after this. Bob?
Okay, I think that the minority report raised some very important issues that I would support, and I think it's premature and actually inappropriate for the board to be choosing one of two firms that have submitted proposals. None of us have had time to read the proposals, and I think management, the executive director and the CFO need to thoroughly go through it, and that, you know, this motion is... Could you, members of the board, please not to distract other members by talking? I can't really focus right now. I guess I would move then to refer this motion to the executive director and the CFO for review. And also, my other concern is I think any 3-year contract for such a huge expenditure and such a complicated job is a mistake. And that so the motion would be to refer to executive director and CFO to review which firm to engage with a strong recommendation to limit a contract to 1 year.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We're at time, so we're going to go straight to a vote on that.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I very much object to going straight to it. I move an extension for 5 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of extending 5 minutes?
Opposed? Recognizes.
Okay, it carries.
Mr. Chair.
Sam?
Mr. Chair, could I request...
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Teresa, Sandy, and Don.
I don't want us to vote on this until I have a copy of it in mind.
Yeah. Can you give us a Sandy, and then Don.
I think at this time, if you look at the logic that's laid out here, we're simply trying to move the process along. And we're not engaging in a contract. We're not putting our name down and signing up for anything that won't be vetted further. I think it's important that this group allow that process to continue. We've taken into consideration a couple of different companies to do this job. One was selected by a majority. We've heard a minority report from the committee. And I think it's time to move this forward. Thank you.
Don?
I very much agree with that. I do not think it's reasonable to ask a committee to spend hours and hours and hours researching and bringing to the board recommendations that are based on very, very thoughtful consideration. Remember, repeating, I tried to say this earlier, but I don't think it got through. This is a... I'll wait till Bob... Oh, yeah. This is a recommendation based on the material that we had before it. It calls on the executive director and the CFO to look especially at the upfront payment consideration of the vendor's opt-out date. That covers the concern. If we are not satisfied, there's an opt-out date, so this contract does not have to go to the 3 years. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why. I think if a committee comes in after hours and hours of work, and then we simply discount that and refer it somewhere, it kind of means that we're not really listening to committees carefully that are doing a lot of hard work. And I also would like the chair of that committee to at some point also address these issues.
Point of information.
Yes.
An opt-out date. Is there an opt-out date after 1 year of contract so that prior to the second year that this firm could be not engaged? Is that correct? Is that what you're saying, Don?
I'm saying that when this is negotiated, now I think the member has asked that it go to management. That's also what the committee, I think, is assuming is going to happen.
Right.
Well, it's process. In other words, we're recommending something. So how could we recommend something and then not have them have the option to reject our recommendation? So we're already asking it goes to management, and they need to look. Should we have an opt-out date after the first election if we're not satisfied with the process?
Yvonne, and then Greg, and then we're going to have to vote on these items.
Thank you. I agree with Don and with Sandy, and that this is a process that we've been engaged in. We have spent a lot of time with working groups, and Alex Bates has spent time in the technical aspects. The committee as a whole approved this. We heard a minority report by one, and that I think that the committee who has spent a lot of time, who have been on the meetings consistently, I think that overall group has made a recommendation, and I would wish that the committee be honored with the committee and the work that they've done. Thank you.
Greg, the opt-out date that they proposed is September 30th, 2006, which may be a little bit early. That's why I think that number two consideration is actually in there.
Exactly.
But I do think that the fact that the referral to the executive director and the CFO are not explicitly listed in the motion is an omission that you might want to correct through an amendment.
Okay, so we're at time. We're going to now vote on it. Bob, can you read the motion to refer to her? It's going to set free.
Move to refer this motion to the ED and CFO and to strongly recommend that any contract be limited to 1 year.
Is there, okay, there's a second. We're just going to go straight to vote. All those in favor of the motion to refer the recommendation? All those opposed? Okay, motion carries. The next thing on the agenda is we're out of time for the elections. So just to remind, we will take up the remaining elections motions at the end of this section, time permitting, and failing that, they will be moved on to finished business.
Pardon me? The main motion was just refer. Okay, the next thing is the governance committee. We have 20 minutes allotted. Deb, you've got 20 minutes there. And can we have the report of the committee? Who is the chair of the committee?
Lydia is the chair pro tem, and unfortunately, she's tied up in traffic again.
She won't get here.
Let us hope. Who then will be presenting this report?
Well, I can present the one motion that I remember that we approved. I maybe other members of the committee could help me recall if there were any other motions that we approved. I don't believe it.
Do we have a written report before us from the committee?
No, we don't. Well, no, we're not going to learn any more later. So if you want, I can go ahead with this one motion.
If it's any help, Bob, I spoke to Lydia and she did suggest it was going to be a very simple report, so it wasn't all that much. So I think you sound like you're on target.
Mary, do you have something written there?
I'm going to see if I have some notes, but maybe somebody else could go first.
So the motion that's going to be put before us is your recollection of the motion approved by the committee. Well, it's germane to Ken's motion, which is also agreed to be before us, so I suppose we don't know if this is actually... We don't know if this has already been approved, but go ahead, Bob.
Okay. All right. This is close, but it's not the exact wording. I'm sorry. We thought the secretary would have had it by now. For each PNB committee, the PNB will immediately hold elections for one alternate from each signal area where a director seeks to serve. Such alternates will have a voice but no vote and will assume the voting seat if the current occupant leaves permanently.
Okay, I would like to yield the chair because I would like to participate in this debate and then yield it to Sarah.
All right, Bob, you have some, you want to move it?
Well, the committee's moving it, but if I could motivate it.
Okay, could you motivate it? And yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No, there's no written report, unfortunately. Okay. Sure. For each PNB committee, the PNB will immediately hold elections for one alternate from each signal area where a director seeks to serve. Such alternates will have a voice but no vote and will assume the voting seat if the current occupant permanently leaves. Okay, so first of all, this derives from a clause in the bylaws, which to my knowledge has never been activated since it was passed, which is that the PNB can, in addition to electing the members that sit and have voting rights on the committee, they can also choose an alternate or alternates for committees. And this came out of a discussion, actually I think it came out of Ken Freeland and Mary Berg's concerns about the fact that the bylaws also allows more than one director from each signal area to sit as a voting member of the committee, and that they were, among others, were people who wanted to take advantage of that to be on a committee, and that the board had decided in January not to allow that. So this was, I guess you could consider it maybe a compromise to say that because some of us had some serious concerns about allowing two or even more problematic, three and four people from each signal area to serve on a committee, which would just balloon the size of the committee and make it very unwieldy and give it even more problems with the quorum. So that seemed not a wise way to go, but what is wise is to have more input into the discussions from more than one person from each signal area. So that was the idea of a voice but no vote. So that, again, the committee won't get too unwieldy. And then to say that if the person leaves the committee, either they resign or they remove for non-attendance three consecutive meetings, that then this person would automatically assume that seat. And that this should be done immediately, basically as an experiment for this year, because there are some people who express that desire to serve on committees and then see and evaluate it. And then next year, maybe there could be a permanent standing rule developed based on the experience this year.
Point of information?
Yes.
When you talk about electing an alternate, is that the person who came in runner-up in the election is automatically that person, or is there a separate election?
This is a separate election that would happen at this meeting this weekend.
Well, Ken's motion basically calls for any board member to be given voice at the meeting. So if that were approved, am I right, Ken? Your motion says attend any committee meeting and have voice.
There are two different motions today.
Well, the one that we gave, that was introduced yesterday gives them voice. Yeah. I actually don't agree to the with the voice portion of it, but since it would, if the board approved it, move this largely, I'd recommend postponement to this question until we address the question that we...
make a motion then?
Yeah, I'm moved to postpone until immediately after we consider the three-month motion.
Should I move that for you?
I yield the chair for this whole segment. I'm going to be talking.
Any second? Any second?
Second.
All right, thank you. Who is that?
Your colleague from KPMA.
Please say, just don't, so you don't have to shout. Let's do the microphone. Thank you. We hear you.
No,
we hear you.
Thank you.
We hear you.
Thank you.
Sorry, did someone second that? All right. Thank you very much.